Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten.
Good morning, although hopefully I'm not going to ruin your morning this morning.
It's a bit of a sad one, but it's our last Travelling Tunes for the year, so we thought we'd just hold hands and get in our feels together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I did it. So we're doing sad songs or songs. Well, what was the list I originally saw? Songs that tear you up inside.
I know, which is an insane thing to say.
So I did a little investigation. Like, there is some science behind it, supposedly. Apparently you have a thing that your brain releases called prolactin that it's a hormone, sorry, and it causes feelings of comfort and consolation, just like crying. So it does feel good to what me and my daughter call a wallow, where you're like, I am just going to play things and let myself go, and then let yourself cry. You know, like, you know, you spend most of your time trying not to, you know, and so letting it out, although probably don't let it out this morning, but you can use these songs to think about organizing a wallow at some point when it's convenient.
I think that there's a lot of power in just, you know, chucking on the saddest tunes you can find and just letting yourself feel, because, you know, it's an uncomfortable emotion. So if we can make ourselves feel a little bit better about being sad, I think it's good.
Yeah, yeah. One quote it has here says, a safe space to process grief. So, you know, thinking of it that, you know, as an important process that you're doing, you know, because instead of leaving stuff there, so yeah, instead of, wow, you're being so emotional, you're letting go, saying, no, I'm processing my grief, which, you know, if you don't do, you know, we know can have other sorts of consequences.
Yeah, we kicked off the show by asking our listeners what tracks really devastate them, and they didn't disappoint. We've had some really good shouts, but we're going to listen to some tracks first that you've chosen. What should we listen to first?
Okay, let's listen to Yusuf Islam.
Oh my gosh.
Boy, yeah.
The song. Okay.
We got the list and Rosetta was like, we've got to do Father and Son.
I don't know any person who like doesn't think about their like dead granddad or their dead dad or like some dead father figure when they hear the song.
Oh yeah.
And let's be frank, without hitting it too close to the bone, there are a lot of people that have father issues for whatever reason.
Good ones,
bad ones.
Indeed.
Too true. All right, let's listen to Father and Son.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. To explain, when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Thank you. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keep it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I actually had to exit the room.
Yeah.
We've had
multiple texts from my dad.
We've devastated a couple of people. Someone said Yusuf did a concert after the Christchurch shooting, which I actually didn't know about.
Came over for the memorial service that they put on down in Ototahi.
Oh, that's really
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. We've had some great listener recommendations. What are people wallowing to out there? Hardly getting over it, Husker Du. Someone's mentioned Hurt from Nine Inch Nails, and Johnny Cash did a cover of that.
Yes, yeah, that's a killer.
Oh, the Johnny Cash cover is particularly hard to get through. And someone said Heartbreaker by Crazy P since the death of Danielle Moore, and that's another one that comes to mind is when an artist or a member of the band or, you know, kind of collective has passed, sometimes it just adds like a whole new level of sadness into an already kind of sad song.
Well, that leads us into our next track.
Nice one.
So this is Chet. Yeah, this is Chet Baker, who is a jazz trumpeter and just kind of a cool dude. Was releasing songs in the 50s, and then when he was sort of older, crusty ex, well, not ex, kind of drug addicts, had a sort of a resurgence in the 70s and 80s, and he ended up dying, you know, falling out of a building high in heroin and cocaine. And there's a cool movie about him with Ethan Hawke playing him, and you could just hear the beauty and pain in his voice.
I love Chet Baker. Such a beautiful, unique voice. I really like his scatting style, actually. It's really cool.
Yeah, okay. And this is a classic song as well.
I love this one, and I also love Born to be Blue.
Yeah.
It was a great one. Right, this is I Get Along Without You Very Well from Chet Baker.
The thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name. Or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into
Irish.
Well, yeah, I think you need a whiskey and a couple packs of cigarettes.
You know what? It's not a bad idea. So sad. And you can really hear, what a voice, eh? Instantly recognizable as well, you know.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
That's a particularly close to home one. Is we had the drummer from Belter Space passed away yesterday. Brent McLaughlin. So yeah, I know. It'll be sad listening to them for a while. Okay, one more to finish us off.
Yeah, that's right. And well, this last one's considered one of the saddest songs for film ever written.
Wow.
And
it's for a kids movie.
That's right. It's for Toy Story 2, 1999. This is one of those sequels that like is just as good, if not better, than the first, which, you know, doesn't always happen. And so it's actually written by Randy Newman, who writes the cool music for it. I thought it wasn't her. So it's sung by Sarah McLachlan. She's got another sad song that's been used as a meme, I Will Remember You. So she's obviously really good at just tearing at her heartstrings. And this is what, you know, when the doll, Jessie, talks about her owner growing up and abandoning her. It's really bad.
It's really devastating that.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. We're getting some really good shouts through the text line. A lot of people, kind of, Husker Du's been mentioned. Elliot Smith is another one who lived quite a sad life. A lot of Nick Cave shouts as well. I don't know, he's been through a bit. It's interesting seeing how many of these artists, like, and how good they are at turning their pain into really beautiful music that can be quite consoling at times.
Well, I hope you're all able to turn your pain into music.
Yeah, we're going to have to do like a dance music power hour after this.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you so much for everything this year. We've really enjoyed Travelling Tunes, and have a great Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right.
We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Kirsten. Ka kite.
Bye.
Kia ora.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she together. lives within my heart when she loved me.
I hope everyone's got their tissues. Don't worry, we will. We're gonna play some happy music soon.
But thank you for all your wonderful texts. Thank you for sharing songs that that get your tears flowing. And I don't know. Thank you for opening up to us. You know.
Oh.
I think the world would be a better place if we sometimes just let it out.
Preach.
So that was Travelling Tunes.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.